Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden ordered aides to find answers to the origins of the virus that caused COVID-19, saying on Wednesday that U.S. intelligence agencies are including the possibility of a laboratory leak in China. The Biden administration on Wednesday defended in U.S. District Court for Alaska a massive ConocoPhillips oil and gas project approved during the Trump administration. President Biden's shift from fossil fuel started on day one of his term, but this project is near and dear to Senator Lisa Murkowski, the Republican from Alaska. Facebook posts claiming that COVID-19 was man-made will no longer be removed by the social media giant. Wednesday's announcement reflects a change on the origins of the pandemic in recent days. The Wall Street Journal reported that three researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology were hospitalized in November 2019 after falling ill with COVID-like symptoms, well before China announced the outbreak. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has concluded his two-day Mideast tour in an effort to shore up the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Amman was the last stop of the secretary, where he met with King Abdullah II, thanking the Jordanian monarch for his role that led to an end of the 11-day bloody conflict. Mr. Blinken said the countries in the region must work together if there is to be lasting peace.
If we want to avoid a return to the harrowing violence of recent weeks, the countries of this region need to help and support one another.
While in the region, Mr. Blinken also met with the Israeli Prime Minister, assuring Mr. Netanyahu that Jerusalem had a right to defend itself and the Hamas rulers in Gaza would not benefit from any reconstruction effort put forth by the international community.
The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is being implemented by two Egyptian delegations, one in Israel and one in the Palestinian territories. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
As China's embassy in the United States said that politicizing the COVID-19 issue would hamper investigations into the origins, the United States is pressing forward.
Today, the president asked the intelligence community to redouble their efforts to collect and analyze information that could bring us closer to a definitive conclusion and to a report back to him in 90 days. Back in early 2020, the president called for the CDC to get access to China to learn about the virus so we could fight it more effectively. And we will continue to press China to participate in a full, transparent, evidence-based international investigation with the needed access to get to the bottom of a virus that's taken more than 3 million lives across the globe.
Many Americans believe the extra unemployment funding for the out-of-work should end. Dan Rocky reports.
A new poll shows that a majority of Americans agree with the moves that several states have made in ending enhanced federal unemployment benefits. At least 23 states have announced they will opt out of the federal program that provided an extra $300 in weekly unemployment benefits. A Quinnipiac poll released Wednesday showed that 54% of Americans believe that ending the extra payments is the right move, with 38% saying it's the wrong thing to do. State officials who have moved to end the benefits argue that the extra payments have contributed to labor shortages.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. DeRoy Murdoch joins us now, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, welcome. Good to have you with us, buddy.
Bill, great to be with you again.
Hey, caught you the other night with an interview with our buddy Tucker Carlson, and it is amazing, this issue of how the administration has been embracing Black Lives Matter. In essence, I mean, the State Department, all the signals, including the Department of Defense as well, becoming the PR arm of BLM and Marxism.
It is remarkable, and on several levels. One is to see the State Department focused on this when there's so many other things on which they ought to be focusing, like the fact that we had last month in April, the number of people running across the border without visas and without being welcome to come in, 178,000 in April of 2021. April of 2020, under the previous management, as I like to call it, we had about 17,000. So the increase in year on year, 944%. So there's a lot that the State Department can do in terms of talking to our friends in Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, elsewhere. I think it's now 70-plus countries to try to get that under control. We've got the Colonial Pipeline having been shut down by hackers in Russia. We ought to be talking to the Kremlin about finding out who these people are and either extraditing them or making sure this doesn't happen again. We've got the rockets coming out of Gaza into Israel, and Iran, of course, is responsible for this, directly or indirectly. The State Department will focus on those things. Instead, the State Department is busy flying Black Lives Matter flags from our embassies in Greece, I think in Spain and other places. And the memo, which I believe Human Events published, encourages our diplomats overseas to push the Black Lives Matter message. America is a systemically racist country. It's totally bigoted. Black people running down the streets terrified of cops who shoot at blacks, like target practice. I mean, it's staggering to me that this is going on right now in this country. And imagine on the other side, if Donald J. Trump is elected president in 2024, if Ron DeSantis is our next president, and you had American embassies flying the flags of the National Rifle Association or the Right to Life Committee or something like that. Imagine how the left would respond to that. I don't think they'd be very happy.
Oh, there'd be gray matter all over the place. Heads would be exploding.
Exactly. You have to get the mops out. So this is just incredible on so many levels, and incredible not in a good way, but in a bad way.
Well, it's all purposeful, because what they're trying to do, DeRoy, and they've been on a mission for now, 100 years, to destroy America And this is the closest that the globalists have come to really, you know, tightening the noose on this America First idea. This is why they worked so hard to make sure that Donald Trump was not reelected. He was the big linchpin. They had to get him out of the way one way or another. And so then they come up with this contrived election process and want us to believe that Joe Biden was elected president.
Yeah, well, and, you know, this whole all is based on, well, we've got COVID-19, so we need all these special measures like blasting out absentee ballots to everybody, whether they ask for them or not. All these drop boxes where people can drop handfuls and fistful of ballots. Who knows where they're coming from? They're not supervised. You know, let's not clean the vote rolls. Let's just send ballots out to people who've moved away, people who've died. I've got pictures of people in gentleman in Las Vegas sent me pictures from his apartment building. And they've got all these ballots for people who've moved away or maybe have died and are just sitting around on the ground
exactly, in
the trash. Anybody can pick them up, fill them out, drop them. You know, why vote for Joe Biden once, vote for Joe Biden five times. And just a completely disastrous, I don't want to say third world system because that's an insult to the third world, maybe fourth world level of voting. And, of course, God forbid if H.R. 1 or S1, the Senate companion measure, gets signed into law, then all the terrible things we saw at the polls last fall are going to be embedded in the U.S. code for the next century or two. And good luck to the Republican Party getting elected after that.
Well, good luck to the people, because they're not going to be represented. I mean, welcome to California. I love California. It's a one-party state. They're the poster child of one-party states and a one-party government. And look how well California is doing right now.
Yeah, how's that working out? How's that working out right now?
Yeah. Not very good. But here it is. I mean, and they're you know, recalling a governor and people in New York, your home state, they're trying to get a 2-for-1, see if they can't get a recall on Cuomo at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely correct. And then we've got people in Michigan. I'm amazed that Governor Whitmer is still there. I mean, she may be the most tyrannical of all. And we've now caught her saying, well, don't go to Florida. It's dangerous. So what does she do? She goes to Florida to go visit her dad. And I'm sorry, her dad's sick, and apparently she wanted to visit him. But I'm sure a lot of other people in Michigan have sick relatives they'd like to go visit. Apparently she flew down there, I think, using either a campaign plane or campaign cash. So there's some ethics question there. And then she's got, don't sit together too closely in bars, you know, six people at a table. Boom, we see a photograph of her sitting down in a bar somewhere, 12 people at a table, nobody wearing masks, no social distancing. So it's the usual typical Democrat situation of double standards. The people are supposed to do one thing, and the Democrat leaders do something totally different, kind of like
exactly.
The military.
Well, it's Nancy Pelosi standards. That's what it is. You know, Nancy Pelosi has set the new standard. You know, so.
Oh, that's right.
Right. Yeah, not to be fooled here. But the thing is, you know, when we look at all this, DeRoy, we have to pause for just a moment and consider that the Democratic Party didn't do this by themselves. I mean, this was an all-hands-on-deck effort to make sure that they took over our country and take over our government, and that's what they're doing. Whether it's in the State Department, we see in the military, you've got a lieutenant commander, a rising star, going to be a general. They get rid of him because he says, hey, look, we've got Marxist values that are being promoted here within the military. This is very dangerous how we're defining the military right now. We're putting the military at risk, and we put the military at risk. That means the people are at risk.
You're absolutely correct about that, and you would think that if somebody in the Pentagon, anywhere in the military, said, oh, my God, we got Marxists here, the Marxists would be the ones kicked out of the military, not the patriotic American who got booted. And we're seeing now that, of all places, that U.S. Department of Defense, the U.S. military, U.S. Armed Forces are becoming the forces of wokeness. I don't know if you saw that ad that the Army issued just, I think, a week or two ago.
Yes, I did.
A cartoon of this young lady saying, you know, I'm paraphrasing, you know, I was born in a family. We're committed to social justice. I've got two moms, and my moms and me would march down the street demanding social justice. And then the cartoon turns into a live soldier, who is this woman whose name I don't recall at the moment, and she says that she's now, you know, fighting for human rights in the military. I mean, it is just the most PC thing. It almost looks like an SNL sketch or something like this.
I know. It's funny you should say that, because that was my first impression when I saw it. I go, okay, this is a satire. This is a joke, right? No, this is real.
Yeah, this is real, and guess what? You and I and our listeners are all paying for this.
Mm-hmm.
This is paid for by U.S. taxpayers, and there was a really good contrast that somebody put together of that ad and the equivalent army recruitment ad for the Red Army in Russia. And, you know, none of this PC stuff, none of this marching around for social justice, a bunch of tough guys doing push-ups, climbing walls, jumping over barriers, and getting ready to do warfare. Well, that's what they're doing, and our people are worried about social justice. I mean, it is staggering, and boy, if our enemies in Russia, China, and Iran are looking at those ads, they're laughing and thinking, boy, we can knock over the gringos really easily. And that's
exactly.
Not the kind of message we want to send, even as a message, much less as a reality.
We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Minutes
minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us, Fox News contributor and commentator. DeRoy, you know, in talking about the military, what comes to mind here right now is Memorial Day. It's just right around the weekend. And here we are, I say weekend, we're going to have Memorial Day weekend and celebration. But it's such a hallowed day for me, and I, you know, being former military and all, I just, you know, I pause for a moment and I think, gosh, if those soldiers, men and women, who paid the ultimate price through the history of our great country and died for freedom, saw the America that is becoming today, they probably go, and we did this for what?
I'm afraid you're right. You know, going back to what I mentioned a bit earlier about the ballots in Las Vegas, you know, people died with their faces down in the sands of Iwo Jima and the sands of Normandy Beach to defend this constitutional republic and our democratic voting system, among others, and to be a shining example to others around the world so they could follow our lead and have societies like ours. And after all that sacrifice and all that pain and all that suffering and the pain of those who thankfully survived and came home alive, for ballots to be thrown in the garbage, for sacred ballots we use to pick our leaders and represent us in this representative republic of ours, to end up in the trash along with you know, balled up paper and empty soda cans and straws and so forth in the trash. This is so antithetical and really, in a certain sense, on a civic sense, sacrilegious. Mm-hmm. See the sacrifice these people made, and then to see the Democrats take that system and blast ballots out in such a manner that people just throw them out in the garbage like so much waste and refuse is just an example of what you're talking about. And especially at a time like Memorial Day, the contrast between the people who gave their lives for this country and the response of the Democrats, which is to take our system and treat it like, you know, like so much Kleenex, it's just appalling, and it shows us just what an awful spot we're in right now.
Well, they don't care. They're right. Sadly, they don't care. It doesn't matter to them. Power matters, and that's what's in their windshield going forward. They're not looking in the rearview mirror to see the men and women that died that brought us to this point. All they're looking at is a takeover of the American dream to turn us into a one-world government. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. As sad and grim as those words are, I think they ring true. And the level of weakness we've seen under Biden, I think, is extraordinary. I mean, we just seen recently this situation with the two pipelines, the Colonial Pipeline, which was hacked by Russians a few weeks ago, shut the pipeline down. All of a sudden, you've got gas lines from you know, Florida up to Washington, D.C. for, I don't know, a week. But thankfully, unfortunately, they paid the ransom, which allowed them to turn the pipeline back on. I don't know. I don't think they should have paid the ransom. A and B, if they did, they should have kept their mouths shut about it, because now we've told the whole world we pay ransoms. Not good. And you would think what Biden would do is say to the Kremlin, look, even if you guys didn't order this or know about it, we expect you to figure out who did this, put them on planes, we're going to extradite them, and we're going to put them on trial here. And whether Putin goes ahead and does that, at least make that statement so that's what the world hears. Instead, not only did Biden not say that. He said, oh, we don't think the Kremlin did this. And then he turns around and approves the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which allows natural gas to go from Russia to Germany, which is kind of like a needle full of heroin being pushed in by a pusher in the arm of Angela Merkel and the German people. They're now going to be dependent on the Kremlin for their natural gas. So if the Kremlin goes into Ukraine and we want NATO to respond, how responsive do you think Germany's going to be when they know that Putin can turn off the gas and they, you know, let everybody from Hamburg to Munich freeze next January or February if they pull a stunt like that? Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, Biden announced, I think just yesterday or a couple of days ago, he's going to have a summit with Putin in a couple of weeks now. So the message there is, go ahead and hack our country, turn off our energy, create gas lines, and we'll reward you with approving a pipeline that Donald J. Trump stopped, and we'll go and meet with you and do a photo op in a few weeks. What kind of message does this send to people? This
exactly. And here they were. How critical were they of Donald Trump when the first time he met with Putin, that he didn't make a big enough row about Russian interference, which later on was proved that there was no interference in the 2016 election by the Russians. that it was all orchestrated by Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. But all that goes by the wayside. It doesn't matter. And speaking of pipelines, even before the two other pipeline incidents, don't forget XL Pipeline. He cancels on his first day of office, and here it is. He compromises our energy independence, and now we got gas lines going on, people paying at least a dollar more per gallon, and we say, thank you very much, Joe Biden. We just couldn't handle the success. We didn't want energy independence.
Yeah, who needs energy independence? Let's throw that back, because you know, sure. Trump brought us energy independence. So let's get rid of that along with everything else Trump did. And, you know, Biden did this. He killed the Keystone Pipeline literally before the inaugural parade. I mean, he did that within probably his first hour or 90 minutes as president. Mm-hmm. Extraordinary. And I'm for the Keystone Pipeline. I think we should build it. If you're going to shut it down, certainly could have said, look, we're going to have a 90-day cooling off period. We're going to help these people find work. We're going to give them training, whatever. The basic thing was, up yours. We don't like what you're doing. Go suffer. Get on food stamps. We don't care about you at all. And you know, obviously, that's the big suffering for the 11,000 Keystone Pipeline workers. But as for the other 330 million of us, say goodbye to energy independence.
Exactly.
And then even if you want to do, if even you believe, okay, this is important for ecological reasons, whatever savings we're getting in CO2 by shutting that down, you know, you're going to burn it in Germany when the Germans burn Russian natural gas. So
exactly.
Whatever CO2 we're not producing here, the Germans are going to produce. It's all going to go in the atmosphere. And
right.
If you believe that's a problem, it's going to remain a problem. So you can't even respect this on an ecological standpoint.
Exactly. And the other part, too, getting back to the gas line, is that, okay, we give up our energy independence. Now we've negotiated a deal with Russia. We're going to buy oil from Russia. Russia's now back in business. Thank you very much, because of the knuckleheads in the Oval Office and this administration.
Yes. And remember, Donald J. Trump was the Russian asset. Vladimir Putin's his boss. It's Donald KGB Trump. I mean, we heard over and over and over again, he's a Russian agent. He's a Russian spy, et cetera. And he tried to shut down that pipeline. He opened the Keystone Pipeline, make us energy independent. We became the world's biggest producer of oil and natural gas, which, of course, decreased the price of oil, which is not good for Putin because that's all they produce is oil. So you're basically impoverishing him. And Biden comes in within 4 months, reverses all of that. He's making life really easy for the Kremlin, and yet nobody's calling him a Russian asset. I mean, we're living in upside down world.
Oh, it really is. It totally is upside down. Well, just like what you wrote about as well, people think that, critical race theory is, just such a beautiful, wonderful thing. And, it's amazing to me, DeRoy, that more people do not realize what CRT is doing in really denigrating black Americans, people of color. It really is promoting black failure at its face, isn't it?
Well, it is. And I think my biggest concern is the impact that this entire message of, whites are oppressors, blacks are the oppressed. No matter what you do, if you're black, you're always going to be under whitey's heel, et cetera.
Mm.
I hear that message, I laugh at it. I'm old enough to laugh at this nonsense. But boy, if I were a 10-year-old kid growing up in school, and hearing this from my teachers, my principal, my school board, athletes I admire, actors I admire, et cetera, the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, I'd be sitting there going, well, if I'm not going to make it and I'm going to suffer, then, what's the point of staying in school? Why do my homework? Why behave?
Exactly.
Why not just go join a gang? There's a very good article that came out in April in The Atlantic in which the writer quotes a woman, American woman whose dad is from the Congo, and she's got a son who's wanted to be a lawyer since age 11. And he came home one day after all of his classes where he's getting this critical race theory garbage, and he says to his mom, well, I'm not going to be a lawyer anymore. She said, why not? You've wanted to be a lawyer since you were a kid, since you're age 11. And he said, well, there's a system that holds us down and won't let us accomplish anything. And that's what this 11, 12-year-old boy in Evanston, Illinois has in his head. I can't make it. I can't be a lawyer. I'm going to fail.
Yeah.
My God, what a cancerous message to pump into the heads of little black boys and little black girls.
Exactly.
Not good at all. Horrible stuff.
And Roy, what comes to mind also, we got less than a minute here, is what about the children of mixed marriages where, the kids are in class and saying, hey, black people are good, white people are bad, and they're evil. They go home and they go, Mom, you're good because you're black and Dad's evil because he's white.
There you go. Yeah. And as you know, there are more and more mixed race marriages and relationships. And, bad enough if you're fully black and hear this, you're fully white and hear it. But if you're mixed and to hear that message and think, okay, half of me is good, half of me is bad, and then you're 8, 9, 10 years old and you hear this, I mean, you think that might lead to a certain level of mental illness?
You think?
That could happen.
Without a doubt. DeRoy Murdoch has been our guest. DeRoy, as always, Godspeed. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay, Bill. You as well.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden ordered aides to find answers to the origins of the virus that caused COVID-19, saying on Wednesday that U.S. intelligence agencies are including the possibility of a laboratory leak in China. The Biden administration on Wednesday defended in U.S. District Court for Alaska a massive ConocoPhillips oil and gas project approved during the Trump administration. President Biden's shift from fossil fuel started on day one of his term, but this project is near and dear to Senator Lisa Murkowski, a Republican from Alaska. Facebook posts claiming that COVID-19 was man-made will no longer be removed by the social media giant. Wednesday's announcement reflects a change on the origins of the pandemic in recent days. The Wall Street Journal reported that three researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology were hospitalized in November 2019 after falling ill with COVID-like symptoms, well before China announced the outbreak. USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Joel Gilbert is back, the Hollywood film director and president of Highway 61 Entertainment, whose film, The Trayvon Hoax, created such incredible, I guess, at least better understanding against a false narrative that's out there. But the false narratives continue to remain and more prolific. And when you start breaking down the numbers, Joel Gilbert, people, here we are. We've come out of this season we've got to check the science. We've got to know the facts and look at the numbers. But in still some cases, the narrative is hard to overcome, even with the truth.
It really is. Great to be back. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
Ben Crump, who was featured in my film, The Trayvon Hoax, back at the White House, since that time, he's taken in about $135 million for his clients and gotten a big chunk of that while leaving a body count across America. Everywhere Crump goes, he shows up where there's ever any incident. Typically, it's somebody resisting arrest and there's some terrible tragedy or accident where someone dies, and he shows up and says, this was definitely racism,
right,
and we don't trust the police, and we don't trust the autopsy. We're going to do our own autopsy. We're going to do our own investigation. Turns out it was racism. And the phenomena that's happened since the Zimmerman case is, at least back then, there was a police investigation for 3 weeks that exonerated Zimmerman.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only when Crump came up with what I showed was a fake witness, Rachel Gentile, to pretend to have been on the phone with Trayvon that they were able to get an arrest. But the phenomenon now is the police will, and the district attorneys will be in fear of the mob, and they typically will charge a police officer with murder within a day or two, no investigation, just like Garrett, the Rashard Brooks case, in Atlanta. Of course, the officers in Minneapolis were all charged with murder within a few days without much investigation. And guess what? The mob didn't care.
Right.
They thought they were appeasing the mob. Yeah, we'll arrest these guys, charge them with murder. You know, please don't riot. They just rioted anyway. So Crump has, and with Al Sharpton and with the help of Obama, of course, during those initial years, created this false narrative that somehow there's armed white men in the streets and police officers of all colors that want to shoot people down because they don't like your skin tones.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole the real problem is a very, very outlier problem when there's an incident of this nature. It's very, very rare. But what they do is they take the case of George Floyd and say, this is definitely racism, therefore we need to change all policing in America. And they got this thing called the George Floyd Policing Act that they're trying to pass, which requires officers to intervene if another officer is using excessive force. How are you going to decide that in a split second when you're...
Exactly.
Partners being attacked. It requires them to do, racial critical race theory training, reimagine policing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to cause.
Well, especially like a situation there with George Floyd. I mean, as you look at the video, the officers are there securing the perimeter. You know, you got a restless crowd, and they're a distraction. And and who would have thought that this would have led, you know, to the death of George Floyd. But, you know, the autopsy report, the information that we received in terms of the amount of drugs that was that he had ingested, still much of that, I think, is yet to be understood because this is such a volatile, still a volatile story that has been whipped up. Benjamin Crump, as a officer of the court, is not interested in the truth. He's interested in getting the most money he can for his clients and the notoriety for himself. And as you and I talked before, Joel, how this guy is still an attorney is beyond me after what happened, in the Trayvon Martin case. I mean, here is somebody, an officer of the court, who lied to the court. Why he didn't get disbarred for that alone is beyond me. But that just tells you where our society is, where the justice system is, that it doesn't have the courage to really, to adjudicate its own participants, that they can get away with something so blatant as lying to the court like this.
Right. Well, let me comment is, look, the court system and the DA, FBI are all complicit. The FBI had the phone recording of Diamond Eugene, Trayvon's 16-year-old girlfriend. Crump gave it to them and not the local police. They must have known this was not the same girl as Rachel Gentel. Different boys, 30 different things that she said differently. And up in Minnesota, Keith Ellison, the attorney general, absolutely complicit.
Mm-hmm.
He withheld the body cameras for 4 months. That was the whole thing after Ferguson, Missouri, the hands-up-don't-shoot fraud. They said, we just want body cams. That's all we want. We won't riot. Let's get body cams. Okay. You got the body cams. They didn't release them, so there's no way to really see what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, on 60 Minutes, about 4 weeks ago, Keith Ellison said, this incident, there wasn't racism. Now, why didn't you tell us that a year ago when this thing first started? So they do go hand in hand. Ben Crump and Al Sharpton show up. They make false claims of racism. They say they don't trust the police. They don't trust anything. And the media runs with that narrative. The Democrat politicians love it because they can then use that to divide society and try to keep the black voter base with them, which they know was benefiting from Donald Trump, and they knew it, and they were leaving the Democrat Party. They realized that this wasn't something that was going to benefit them. And I think that's one of the reasons, the main reason, the Democrats are convening a grand jury in New York to indict Donald Trump, because their key voting blocks were the biggest beneficiaries of Trump's policies, and they knew it.
Yes, exactly. Well, help me understand this, Joel, if you would. I mean, as you say, the people there are not interested in due process. You hear Benjamin Crump and Al Sharpton and the likes come in these communities, and they really whip them up into an emotional fervor, and due process is out the door. What is the difference between that and being in a movie theater and yelling fire when fire doesn't exist in terms of the violation of free speech? What's the difference?
So the only difference is that this is completely supported by the media. They simply repeat everything, Crump says, and then the Democrat politicians come in line.
And it's all about an agenda. They have an agenda that they care about more than the harm that they would cause by the stampeding crowd. And they don't care if there's a body count along the way. Trayvon Martin was not, I show in my film, the Trayvon Hooks, he was not actually a bad kid. He got into a lot of troubling things and bad things going on in his life with no father. And he ended up getting suspended from school for fighting three times, ended up attacking George Zimmerman. But he ends up getting used by the Crump gang and the media and the Democrats just as much as George Zimmerman, who was an Obama supporter, mm-hmm. can see in the film. In his spare time, he would mentor young black kids whose parents were in prison for life. That was his hobby. So they even took an Obama supporter who was Hispanic mm-hmm. and just threw him under the bus. So
yeah, he was a white Hispanic, Joel.
Exactly. So the whole agenda is very ruthless. You know, mm-hmm. when you say, well, no, they don't care about the body count. They don't care how many people are harmed. The biggest group that's been harmed by all this narrative of anti-racism and cops wanting to shoot you are minorities, especially mm-hmm. black kids. The murder rate is way up. Police are much less likely to engage and do security services. Now, just now in Chicago last night, they passed a law that the police are now no longer allowed to pursue people on foot. That means that everyone will resist arrest. If you commit a crime, you know, go ahead, steal something, and if the cops show up, just run.
Yes.
They can't follow you. So it's a crime wave. Mm-hmm. And the biggest fans of my film, The Trayvon Hoax, which you can see, by the way, go to thetrayvonhoax.com. You can see the movie trailer in the book. Biggest fans are black teenagers. They write me and they say, oh, my God, I was afraid to go out of my house. I grew up with this Trayvon stuff, mm-hmm. and we got played. So
yes.
Those are the biggest victims of this nonsense.
Well, and as you point out in the film, I mean, this is really, this was a central point of all this racial unrest that has been manifest. It's all started with Trayvon. I mean, to the point where you had, you know, blacks killing whites saying, you know, this is for Trayvon. And all under a lie, I mean, that has been perpetrated. And, you know, and then go on, like you say, you got Ferguson, you had all the riots in Baltimore and across the country. You know, billions of dollars of damage, lost jobs, people's lives lost.
Correct.
All in this, you know, all because of this narrative that was perpetrated by Benjamin Crump. I mean, all these guys are complicit, as you say. The Al Sharptons of the world, the mainstream media, how they participated in all this. I mean, to what end? And what seems to be the common goal here is the absolute destruction of the American idea and dream. They want America. I mean, they want America out. We are losing this country from the inside out, Joel.
Well, this whole crowd of no police, no prisons, no rent. It's
yes.
this utopian fantasy that's driving the Democrat Party. Just watch the old Mad Max movie series. You'll see where this is going.
Yeah, this is amazing. Joel Gilbert is with us. He's the Hollywood film director, known, of course, from the Trayvon Hoax movie that you must see.
Is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA.
W-9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.72 discount points apply. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, it's quite the photo op with President Biden and Kamala Harris at the White House, along with George Floyd's family, you know, coming there to talk about reimagining police, of course, supporting the George Floyd Act, the Police Act, and reimagining policing that was going on here, and that's being presented. Of course, the president had said that he wanted this to happen, for, you know, this law to be passed on the anniversary of George Floyd's death. But, you know, that didn't happen, Joel Gilbert.
Right. Look, this is just a way of eliminating police. One way you can eliminate police, you defund them. It means eliminate them, no police. If you make it too legally risky for police to detain anyone who resists arrest, or to detain anyone of color, there's people with cameras around. Chicago, as I said, just passed that law. You're not allowed to pursue people on foot. So this is a crime wave. Now, who wants to be a police officer in the first place? So you're going to have more resignations. No police officer is going to want to engage anyone who's resisting arrest. So this is going to, you know, just bring more crime.
Of course. From New York to California, that's exactly. I mean, it's so causal and obvious. You got less police on the street and you got more crime and you got more guns. You know, it's like, okay, can we not connect this? I mean, even this, it was so ironic. You've got the governor of California in frustration saying, you know, what is wrong? You know, what's going, really? You ask that question, what is wrong? And you compromise law and order. I mean, law and order together is a must for any civil society. You take away law or order or both in this particular case, well, then you've got lawlessness happening on the streets, and then you dare ask, you know, what's going on? Really?
Right.
I mean, how detached from reality can you be?
Well, see, you're touching on the basis of all of this. Leftists, communists, socialists cannot take power in civil society. If everyone goes to church and goes to work and pays their taxes and there's peace and tranquility, no one's going to vote those guys into power. So they seek chaos so that they can then be the solution to rebuild society, to reimagine society from the ground up. That's the socialist utopian fantasy. Mm-hmm. And it's everything's opposite. It's opposite world. Black Lives Matter is the slogan. Everybody agrees Black Lives Matter. But the reality is it's a far left Marxist group really driven by their ideology is the same as the Weather Underground. It's all these suburban white liberals who claim that black people don't want police in their neighborhood. It's a total lie. I've interviewed people in my film. There's no place like Utopia. Black women especially are very conservative. We don't want legal drugs. We don't want illegals coming and taking our jobs. We don't want high taxes. We want better schools. I mean, they're like the biggest conservatives you ever meet, but they suck them in with this racist narrative.
Well, and even, you know, like you say, with this George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, I mean, this is all a useful tool. I mean, they're just taking full advantage, and the Floyd family is going along because, you know, their family member's name is on this. They got, what, $75 million from the, you know, from the state, you know, for his wrongful death. And, you know, and it's like, boy, they're just milking this for all that they can. And, you know, but it's all on a false premise here because, you know, you're making George Floyd, they're naming schools after him. I mean, here we are, we're taking the names of heroes in the past of our history off of school buildings and monuments and everything because they had, you know, an association with slavery or something that today is deemed, you know, politically incorrect or whatever, that it's a political offense. And now they're willing to embrace somebody who, you know, has a history of lawlessness in his life. And because of the manner in which he died, which, you know, people are not, they don't want to talk about how much drugs he ingested. They only want to talk about the police officer having his knee on his neck. And they want to say that it was because of his knee solely that that he died.
Right. Let me give him some perspective. There's 15,000 arrests every day. Mm-hmm. 15% are drug-related. About 10% resist arrest. So Benjamin Crump today probably gets 10 phone calls a week from somebody that says, my son or grandson was resisting arrest. He went for the officer's gun and got shot, and I want $20 million. Mm-hmm. And he can sit there and pick and choose, Crump can, from any of these cases. So we're going to, it doesn't have to be George Floyd. It can be anybody.
Sure.
The point is that the media will jump on this. Democrat Party jumps on this because the Democrat Party has nothing in their policies. They're all failures. Economy, energy, foreign policy, borders. Nobody buys into any of this, least of all black people. Mm. So all they have is anti-racism and giving out free printed funny money. That's the entire Democrat Party. We're going to send billions in free funny money, and police are racist, and so are all Trump supporters.
Exactly.
That's all they got. So Crump works hand in hand with this scam, as long as the media is willing to go along with it.
Well, and the problem that they're having is there's such a large number and growing of minorities who are, you know, are being very successful in business. I mean, they have risen through the ranks. And so when you consider, you know, the kind of systemic racism that they're talking about, well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of black Americans and Hispanics, people of color, who look at this and go, well, maybe, you know, but I didn't deal with that. I mean, I just worked my butt off and earned my way. And then in addition, you know, what we've been talking about recently as well is, you know, with this, you know, critical race theory. And you've got these teachers now telling these young kids, well, you know, black is good, white is bad. Well, what about these young kids that are involved with mixed marriages that are at all-time highs? I mean, how do they go home and balance that out and go, hey, Dad, we learned today that you're white, you're bad, Mom's black, she's good.
Right.
So, you know, what kind of future confliction are you creating here?
It's total nonsense. I think most people know it's total nonsense. I grew up in the 70s in East Tennessee, black and white kids all together, never heard the N-word, we're friends to this day. So they want to tell us 40 years later, everybody suddenly became racist. It's total nonsense.
Yes.
In terms of systemic racism, it's the Democrats who've been controlling these cities with all the poor education, crime rates, single motherhood, 50, 60 years of urban America, Democrats in control. So the Democrats are the system. If there's systemic racism, it's the Democrats that didn't want to fix the schools because the teachers' unions were more important. So there's a lot of hypocrisy, and I think in the end we'll prevail, but it's all going to depend on making sure that there's voter integrity, because that's the next thing up after this George Floyd policing nonsense, is that H.R. 1 for the People Act, where they want to federalize voter fraud essentially everywhere and
make
it impossible to have a free or fair election. So the Democrats are up to no good, and anti-racism is their mantra to try to push all this stuff through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I was reading a report this morning from our friend Kevin Jackson from his website, and it talks about, you know, when will leftists stop lying about police killings or unarmed blacks? And the answer, of course, is when they can't profit from it, right?
Never. Yeah.
Because the numbers are right there. I mean, they're indisputable. But yet the perception, and they've asked people on the street, what is your perception of how many incidences of, cops on blacks, you know, shooting blacks? And they think, oh, gosh, there's got to be, 50%. You know, the number is so inflated in their mind because of the narrative that's been pushed by the mainstream media and those Marxists that would want everybody to believe that this is the case. But even in black communities, they know that that's wrong, that it's a minor percentage, where you have an incident where a police is killing a black American.
Usually it's often a terrible mistake. You have to allow for mistakes in policing. We say, look, we want to have police, and we understand there might be a terrible mistake, like that lady Kimberly Potter that shot Dante Wright.
Yes, exactly.
Taser. You're going to have terrible mistakes.
Mm.
Just like in surgery, we have surgeons who occasionally make terrible mistakes during surgery, and someone might die. So you have insurance policies. The family has paid millions of dollars. Sometimes the surgeon loses his license.
Mm.
But to say that now you can prosecute police officers if they make a mistake while trying to protect the public, while trying to detain someone resisting arrest, we're not going to have policing. The police are not stupid. They're going to be saying, well, let's just, see you later. And I guess they'll take their salaries as police officers, but they're not going to arrest anybody.
Well,
so who's going to suffer? It's going to be the urban American communities that wanted more policing all along until these white liberals claimed that they don't want police.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the fact of the matter is today, Joel, you got more police being attacked. I mean, where you have individuals, in terms of confrontation, and what a confrontation here is being defined by a person with a gun, or that is threatening a police officer. And in this case, when that happens, this happens about 10% of the time when it's attack on police. Whereas on the other side, where it's police going after a criminal, you're looking at 1%. So, as a criminal, you only have a 1% chance of running into a conflict right now, according to, and this is from 2018. But if you're a police officer, you're 10%,
yeah.
10 times more likely.
Look, the big disservice, think about the celebrities doing a disservice. LeBron James, I think he has some kind of inferiority complex because he never went to college. So he gets sucked in by every race hoax. But what he should be doing is saying, do not resist arrest. If you get stopped for drugs, for guns, even by mistake, just cooperate. He'll save a lot of lives. Instead, he simply inflames the situation
with
100 million Twitter followers.
Right. And if you have a gun in your hand, don't run away from the police with a gun in hand. Drop the gun, okay?
If you're 13 years old, you shouldn't be shooting guns at cars like that Adam Toledo guy, let alone running from police.
Exactly.
So we have a parenting problem. We have a problem of not enough fathers in the home.
Mm.
We have a resisting arrest problem, which they've translated into, well, it's the police's fault, the people we call down there to help.
We need to send LeBron James that Chris Rock video that he did, 10, 12 years ago, how not to get your A kicked by the police. It's brilliant. Joel Gilbert, thank you for being with us. Appreciate the insight, buddy. Take care.
That's TrayvonHunt.com. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now?